When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Well, first of all, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. And this is our weekly segment where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved considerably since we first featured them. Now, last week, we heard from one of two Canadian co-founders who worked together in an advertising agency. They were also both moms of young kids, and they decided that children's books need to be able to deal with real issues in a sensitive way, of course, but without skirting reality. And that was the mission that serves as a foundation for their project, Children's Books About Real Life. Now, that was last week. In our latest feature, we'll hear from an Italian-American who sells a line of imported housewares from his homeland. I actually know Nathan and his family pretty well. They took a year off to travel the world. I think he'll mention that a bit in his update. And as part of that, that's how they got into this whole side hustle, which is now pretty much a main hustle. Like, it's doing very, very well, while of course dealing with various challenges, you know, just like we all have this year. So what has happened since we first heard from him? Let's hear directly from Nathan. I'll come back at the end to wrap us up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, I'm Nathan from Portland, Oregon, and my side hustle is Datera Cucina Italian cookware. This is a line of Italian cookware that I designed and have made in Italy. And I was originally featured on episode 170 of the Side Hustle School, I think back in 2017. Our side hustle had grown out of the fact that we had taken a year off, a year sabbatical after about 18 years of working in our own company. We sold everything in Portland. And backpacked around the world with our two kids, who were then 6 and 10. And we traveled literally all around the world, starting in Japan and ending up in Italy. And we were inspired by that. And I love that travel aspect. And we met other people who had figured out how to have a nomadic lifestyle with also having income, and whether that's a remote or whether it's, you know, phoning in at all hours because they're still working in the U.S. but remotely, or in our idea, we wanted to do sort of a location independent business, something that could run where we didn't have to be real time with whatever was going on. So after quite a bit of research, and talking to other people doing things, we decided that Amazon's sort of FBA program, which means Fulfilled by Amazon, was a good program for us to try. Since COVID hit, that has certainly turned our world, sort of flipped it, because certainly 75% of our effort was our main brick and mortar business, and maybe 25 was this. Well, the brick and mortar is a business to business sale. So we sell coffee wholesale to restaurants, coffee shops, and hotels. Well, guess who isn't open the last 6 months? Okay. So that business, you know, certainly is down 80, 90%. Which is would be devastating. But on the other hand, this business, which is direct to customers, people are stuck at home, more people are cooking. We've seen a good growth. We've seen 80% growth in this business, you know, month over last year type of thing. So it's not like we're making millions, but we certainly have seen a very healthy growth. So much so that because of how long it takes and how hard it was to get product out of Italy as COVID hit, we're out of stock right now on our two main sellers. We only have about a week more. They're here in the States and landed and all the rest. Hopefully they'll be in stock within the next week or two. But we've had problems with that because of how much that's grown. And that's, to me, a lot of the power of a side hustle, is that it diversifies you and diversifies you in a way that creative energy can go one place when you're tired of another. Also that, you know, income and just stability can be there. You have to have something you like and want to do and you're interested in. And then determine how your product or your idea or thing can be helpful to a specific market. And so think of it as, instead of like making the best, the best paperclip out there, and it's a cool paperclip and you're really excited about it, think about who would want that and how does that help them? And then you'll have a lot more reserves and passion and just ability to go after that. And it won't just be a thing that's a flash. You want to have something and think of it as a brand, as a long-term. If it's not something that you think of, oh, you know, this is going to help people in 10 years and 20 years, I think that's a little different path than what our footsteps are trying to be. I believe everybody comes to points where they just get like frustrated and overwhelmed, but also like they come up against something that they can't figure out how to deal with. And it can be a regulation. It can be, you got to get a license for doing this, or you got to register your business in this part of the state. Whatever it is, try to really keep in mind that even if it seems impossible, other people have done this and it is doable. Even if you just have to push and push and push till you find your right spot, other people have done it. So it totally, why not you? And you really have to keep that mindset, because it can be done and almost every obstacle can be overcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nathan. Really appreciate that. And here's a fun fact for our listeners. Prior to selling this line of Italian housewares, Nathan and his family experimented with water filters. We went into that a bit in the original episode, and that helped them learn the basics of Fulfilled by Amazon, which they then took and applied to this business. It turned out that this business is the one that really took off, but they learned the basics by selling something else. So sometimes you just kind of experiment. If you're interested in Fulfillment by Amazon or something different, you just kind of jump into something, and then perhaps it leads you to the next thing or the next thing after that. Anyway, if you're interested in cooking at all, I would encourage you to check them out, Datera Cucina. So you can just go to that website, dateracucina.com, dateracucina.com, or just search Datera Cucina on Amazon. We will link this up in the show notes page as well. 2020 has been our year of interaction. If you have a question, if you'd like to update us about your side hustle, tell us about something that's going well or something that's a challenge, we'd like to hear about both those things, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. And that notes page for today is at sidehustleschool.com/1412. 1412. Thank you so much for joining me. Be sure you're subscribed, because much more is coming up. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.